This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. If tats were bats, he could have his own wet market. Author of the new book, American Crusade, Fox and Friends weekend co-host, Pete Hegseth. If jokes were yolks, he'd make some delicious omelets. Writer and comedian Michael Loftus. She's got more takes than a bad actress. Host is Sincerely Scott on Fox Nation. Cat Timp. It's Sincerely Cat. And he's a really big thinker. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus! Yay! All right. These crazy times lead to not real crimes. Take the gym owners in New Jersey who defied the state's mandate and reopened on Monday, socially distancing the equipment and all. At first, the police gave him some warnings and a fine. Then later in the week, a member was arrested inside the gym for defying state's orders. And by Thursday, the state had the gym closed down by the Board of Health. What say you, gym owners?
All of these messages on the wall from the health department were put on without them ever stepping inside and taking a look at the facility. So we've been shut down by the health department without them even coming inside. So that tells us that we're doing the right thing because it's a scare tactic. And we have our lawyers on it. They've been on it since 6 a.m. this morning. And our plan is to handle it and reopen tomorrow.
And they did reopen it Friday. Elsewhere, New York mayor in year-round Halloween costume Bill de Blasio announced that New York City beaches wouldn't be opening Memorial Day weekend, meaning you can walk on the beach, but no swimming. And if you tried to swim, the strong arm of the law was waiting for you. Behold, the Stalin of sand.
NYPD will be out. Parks Department will be out. Obviously, first and foremost, to help make everyone remember, don't go in the water. You're not supposed to go in the water. It's a dangerous situation to ever go in the water when there's not lifeguards present. So there'll be a constant reminder of that. If anyone tries to get in the water, they'll be taken right out of the water.
No lifeguards. It makes me want to install an above-ground pool right above him. And in Michigan, barbers gave free haircuts outside the state capitol to protest the state's strict stay-at-home orders. Some wore masks and kept 6 feet apart. Some didn't. Police handed out citations for disorderly conduct to those who weren't obeying the rules for giving someone else a haircut, which under normal circumstances is perfectly legal. All right, I guess I should go to you, Loftus, since you're having hair problems. What do you make of the business? I feel like a lot of these businesses are different, so the decisions are going to be different.
Like, I think it's all different. It has to be on a case-by-case basis. I just, who knew that the hair salon people were the brave ones? Who knew that's who was going to lead us out of this darkness? When everybody else is like, I'm staying inside, I'm scared. It was that, like, that hair salon lady in Texas who's like, I don't care, I'm not listening. Clip, clip, clippity, clip to freedom. That's who I want with me in a foxhole. If it really goes down, if we're invaded, I'm going to hang out with a hairdresser. I'm going to fight for my freedom, and I'm going to look fantastic.
It's like the businesses at the strip malls with the clever hair names, like American Hairlines. You know, I don't know. That's the only one I could come up with.
That's how they should break us. They should break us into divisions by strip malls. You know, yes. You got the nail salon lady, the hair salon, the kung fu guy.
Yeah,
and the
that's all there is.
Ice cream.
Tyrus, are the politicians treating citizens like children, or do they have a good point?
No, they're definitely treating citizens like children. It is a case by case, and I think you need to treat gyms just like if you're smoking cigarettes. You know what the ramifications could be if you were to smoke. You could get something. If you go work out in a gym, and there's a chance you might come in contact with the coronavirus, but if you take precautions and you're willing to walk in the door of that facility, then that means you understand what's going on. And I think that's what needs to be happening with a lot of these things, because you talk about hairstylists and nail salons. They are the ones that have most of the cleaning products. They work very hard to keep their stores clean. Gyms have towels everywhere to wipe down and stuff. If I go to get my nails done or mm-hmm. I go to get my hair done, or I'm going to go get my weight lift on, I know the risks, and I'm choosing to take that. And it's just like swimming in the ocean. There's mm-hmm. sharks in the water. Things could happen, but I'm willing to take the risk. And I think they should be allowed to do that.
Yeah. Kat, the thing that bugs me are regulatory laws that force cops to enforce things they don't want to enforce. For example, like, it's against the law to sell loose cigarettes. That led to Eric Garner getting choked out by a cop who didn't really want to wrestle him for a cigarette. And so I fear that when we start cuffing people for doing regular things, it's going to lead to chaos and violence and destruction. You can't cuff people for going to a gym. But cops don't want to do that, but then they end up having to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just don't like this narrative surrounding it, that if you're one of these people who are out there or saying, hey, I'd like to open the salons, you're a selfish jerk. Like, everyone's going to die, and you only care about your hair, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. It's like when people say, just stay home, right? That is so offensive, because what they're really saying is, hey, you know, just completely give up, destroy your business that you've worked so hard and sacrificed for. Hey, you know, just completely get away from that need that we have as humans for some interaction with each other at times, right? Because there are people who are losing everything. There are people who are unemployed. Yes. There are people who are in complete isolation and haven't seen anyone at all for going on 3 months now.
Yeah,
and there's this narrative of, oh, we're going to arrest these people and they're so bad for going out and trying to do their job. It's not just about, oh, I want to get my hair done. I want to get my nails done. I do. But it's also, I have friends with small businesses that they've sacrificed so much and work really hard. They don't know if they're ever going to be able to reopen again under this. So quit just saying, oh, just stay home. Like, that is so offensive. You don't know what you're really saying when you say that.
Yeah, you know, Pete, the people saying just stay home are people in our business because we're getting paid.
Yes.
There's a whole, we're getting paid for this.
Yeah, I can be at home in makeup in my office doing the Greg Gutfeld show and everything's fine for me, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality is I spent time with Ian Smith, the guy who runs Attila's Gym in New Jersey. I was live on the scene with them. These are some of the most hardworking, decent, respectful, responsible people you have ever met. And Governor Murphy, like any other governor, is using all the powers at his disposal. You know, breaking news. I know you don't do a lot of breaking news on the show. Murphy just filed a order to shut down the gym on a health violation. They've never been inside the gym, Greg. And the larger point is, which Tyrus just said, if you don't want to go, you don't have to
go
lift weights.
Yeah,
you don't have. It's the massive caveat over the entire thing. So I'm for viva la revolt of the hairdressers and the gym owners and the restaurant owners. They are charting the course because they've got skin in the game, and it's a beautiful thing to watch them.
And you know who else has skin in the game? Nude beaches. They're in this fight, too. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Are you up to the task of life in a mask? People are adapting to the new reality of mask wearing. So no surprise, the mask has become a place for innovation. One Israeli inventor designed a version with a remote-controlled mouth, allowing you to eat without taking it off. I mean, how different is that than what I wear on the weekends already? Okay. Meanwhile, a designer in New Orleans created a mask with a straw flap. But these never-take-it-off designs pose this question. Will masks ever go away? Will their appeal be seasonal, like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Or are they here to stay, like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? And how do you flirt when half your face is covered? Will teenage boys tell their friends about the first time they unhooked a girl's mask with one hand? And how will my cats react when they finally see my face? Tyrus, that edible opening mask thing or whatever, that just scares the crap out of me. How about you?
What scared me more than that was watching that poor man try to eat. Wow.
Yes.
No one could jump in and get him a spoon. That was rough. That was brutal. You know, I don't have that problem. Whenever I put a mask on, people get out of my way. Like, literally, I'll put this on and go to a restaurant. Everybody clears out. So I never have to worry about more than 6 feet, you know, social distancing when I eat. But
yeah,
honestly, the invention was great, and I appreciate the idea. But if you just go like that,
yeah,
you can eat. Like, it's are we taking crazy pills here? Is this where we're at?
I think so. I don't know. You know, Kat, we're going to – well, no, I can't ask Kat this question because she's too young. So
well,
I'll go to Michael. No, I'm going to ask Michael.
I am young. That's why I don't ever want to wear this mask yet.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
I still got like a couple more years of being hot without needing surgery. So wait, in the future, I can save money only doing the Botox and the fillers on half my face. Then I love it. But not yet. Too young.
Yeah, that's true. Why waste these precious years?
Hey, supple, you know, Michael. Young face.
You're on your young face. You know, Michael, I think we're going to have to
rock on, gold dust woman.
Yes. Michael, I have a great question for you. We're going to have to redo the bases, right? Remember, first base was kissing? Now first base is going to be removing the mask, which means we might have to scrap baseball and go to football where you have four downs and a touchdown. Or maybe we do bowling where there's 10 strikes. Or, I don't know, Pat, badminton?
I like football. That way, like, first down, you get the mask off. Second down, like, you have, like, what? I went for extra points. You went for extra points on the first day? Oh,
yeah.
I called an audible. She was into it.
It's amazing. It's destroying my world in a tailspin, Pete. Do you think masks
go
are
for
here
two.
To stay? Go for two.
Unfortunately, I took the depressing step of taking an extra mask and putting it in the center console of my car today. And that was a depressing moment, feeling like I'm going to need this going forward when I don't expect it. And that robot mask is depressing. Do you know the amount of people I see at the grocery store that wear it like this?
Yes.
You know, right about here?
Yeah.
You know, or then they got to do something, so then it's up here. I mean, people aren't using it the right way anyway. You know, the adaptations are unnecessary. I hope the mask is gone soon. We don't want to live in a mask world. Plenty of people have
well,
to do that already.
We just may. Thanks to Pete Hegseth, Michael Loftus, Kat Timpf, and Tyrus. We are out of time. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and we love you, America.
Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.